Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Thursday, wrapping up the weekend, had a concert last night.
Boy, Jake's ready to roll.
What is the phrase that Bill has told us when he comes in here sometimes in the morning about tiredness?
He's reached a new level of
reached a new
tired.
Level of tired.
Good morning.
I thought I'd feel that way today, getting back at midnight last night. Not the case. Feel okay?
You look good.
The crash might be coming in a
It'll
couple
It'll come
hours.
Later. It will.
The crash.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But not on the air.
No, not. It's not going to happen before 8.
Can't mail it in.
We don't mail in on Fridays in this show. Never have, never will.
Did you drink coffee?
I haven't had a sip yet, by the way. I have it over here.
You can tell he's frazzled.
I'm not frazzled.
Well, the concert stunk. That's part of it. Jake said today they decided that they wanted to see a classic old band, and they played 14 songs of new stuff.
Well, we've discussed this before. That
Who are we talking about?
Last night, the Wallflowers were
Set this up.
The Wallflowers
at the Astro.
Were at the Astro in La Vista, which is, by the way, a new area. Very cool. A lot of cool bars around that. That's going to be a very, very cool spot for years to come in La Vista. I was telling Bill before the show that when you have a concert that is scheduled to begin at 8 and not 7, you would assume that, all right, old, you know, a 90s band, they're probably going right in with no opener at all because the ticket said no opener. Well, there's an opener.
An opening band.
So the Wallflowers went on at 9:30 last night. Again, fine.
It's Thursday, you're in the Astro.
Right.
Not really quite, not conducive.
Right.
Who's the opener, by the way?
I had no idea who it was. Some Omaha band. Never heard of them. They were okay. I'm not going to say they were terrible. They weren't great. Never heard of them. Nothing memorable at all from the band, but, you know, they were playing music.
They're not getting a great review right now.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, this was at 8 o'clock.
That was at 8 o'clock. They went to about 8:40, and then the 40-minute wait for the concert to get things cleared up, let them do their, you know, get ready for it, and you have some drinks, I suppose. Ugh. I don't know what the hell in that 40 minutes you do. Anyways, they played probably at least 13 or 14 songs before they played anything really. The Wallflowers. Now, they played one song, Sixth Avenue Heartache, from their big album, Bringing Down the Horse, in 96.
I like that song.
That was probably their sixth song they played.
Okay.
So the first five songs, nobody in their right mind knows what the hell they're playing.
Well, come on. Now, wait a second. How bad was it, or how good was it?
He had it at a D minus in the text.
Let's fast forward a little bit because 13, 14 songs. One song I had heard was the Sixth Avenue Heartache song, which I sang. It was great.
You sang with them?
I did sing.
Nice.
I noticed that people in the arena, the concert venue, were singing.
Yeah, we have all kinds of questions.
It
here.
Seemed a little quiet. On the other songs that were just random songs that nobody knew.
What did the band have some juice?
They had a little bit of juice. Jacob Dylan was up there, you know, doing his thing. The band was playing. I mean, they weren't like playing bad guitar. I mean, they knew they were playing proper music. It's just.
So it wasn't like you didn't sit there and say, man, the bass player is off tonight.
No, I didn't say.
No. Okay.
No, the musicians were doing a fine job up there.
How's the crowd?
I mean, you want to go to a concert for a 90s band or whatever, any band, and feel like you know at least the majority of the songs. Maybe that's on me.
But how's the crowd?
I don't know how to. I think the capacity there is about 3,000, I want to say. It was, don't know, half full maybe.
Okay.
So 1,500, let's go with that.
Okay.
But there wasn't much juice for a while because nobody knew what was going on. I looked around. People on their phones, just
people on their
just scrolling during the concert, just going, including myself.
Just going through Instagram,
yeah, because they played literally at least seven straight after the Heartache song that nobody knew.
Ooh, that phone thing—the phone thing threw me for a loop.
They said at one point, "Do you mind if we guys play some new music?" I'm like, "You've been playing new music the whole time. Nobody knows the new music. Play the hits, my man."
Did someone yell it? Did anybody say, no, play the hits?
I should have from the back. No!
No.
Play the hits! I did not do that.
This is fascinating.
Now,
but they rallied back.
They did.
An encore situation.
I told Bill before the show that if they didn't play the last song that they played, it would have been an F. Now, in the last song...
went from a D minus to a C, which I thought was incredible. It's like he got the essay part of the test.
What are you bringing the Rolling Stones for the last song? Mick Jagger show up?
I think that when I sent the D minus text, they had played probably four or five more additionally of songs I had never heard of. And then, finally,
you were angry.
Finally, but prior to the encore, they did play one headline. I don't think they were giving it all. They're all on that one.
This is a bad review.
Yeah, this is as bad as...
They went after their new stuff. They were all after that, but when Headley, they played 1,000 million times. Right. They're sick of that song, but, you know... Then they do one more song, go to Encore. I'm like, I'm not leaving this. If they don't play a song called The Difference, which, you know, I like The Difference. The Difference on
that's a good
song the day before.
Yeah.
You like that song.
Yeah, I do.
If they don't play this, this is going to be a F-minus concert.
Wow.
They come back, play a song I never heard of before. Then he plays two Tom Petty songs. I'm like, you bet. I mean, I love Tom Petty. It increases the grade, but it's not your music.
What did he play?
He played Refugee.
Okay.
And he played The Waiting, which I love The Waiting.
How did he do?
I thought he sounded pretty good. Get the raspy voice that Tom Petty has, you know. And then he closed with The Difference. And I was in a much better mood. Still C to C minus for the concert because of all the songs I've never heard of, never cared to hear ever again.
Yeah.
So here's the key. And I think if we've discussed, I believe, on the show, and we're going to delve into it more later, the encore. did people throw up the camera lights and wave it for the encore?
No. So the encore is a good question.
Was there a lighter anywhere?
Was there
an old school lighter? Because that's how encores were done when me and Sip...
I'm going to say that in
everybody had their own.
Yeah.
In the ground area, didn't see any lighters or phones. Maybe in the up above terrace, they might have had that. But there was a couple very, very loud, impressively loud whistlers that were just, you know, doing the coach whistle. Yeah. I'm like, that was
okay.
That was really, really loud and well done. But that was essentially what was going on with the
Did people leave?
Yes.
People left the concert.
Yes.
That sounds rough.
Yeah.
Many people left before even they played one headlight. They're saying, what is this crap?
Okay, this sounds rough.
Yes.
If I'm not L. Kent Wolgamott is a concert reviewer.
Yes. You're doing pretty good.
He's a professional at this. But if anybody went to this concert last night and was blown away by it, please report back. Because I'm happy they played three of their big
songs.
One
song made the whole show for
you. But it took an hour and 20 minutes of them playing to get to anything worth substantial.
Yeah, it sounds rough.
And I got back, by the way, at 11:55 p.m.
Yeah.
I ate some food. I went to bed about 12:15. And
what'd you have? Your sandwich?
What'd you slam down?
I'm a little bit embarrassed by this.
What'd you slam down?
There were five leftover wings in the fridge. I didn't even care to warm them up. I just
ate them cold.
Interesting.
Oh, I like that. That's okay.
I was starving. I didn't eat supper at all. I ate lunch at like 1.
Don't be embarrassed by that.
I didn't eat anything for dinner, so I need something before I go
to sleep.
You've
done things that are a lot more embarrassing than that.
Yes, your list is way longer than that.
but I felt like...
Wings in a refrigerator?
Yeah, but you have said before, you've come home and ravaged food like a coyote.
Oh, God, yeah.
The way I went after those wings, it felt like I was ravaging food like a coyote, like you might say.
Did you go after them?
Oh, yeah.
Did it feel like your stomach was eating itself?
Was it disgusting?
It was pretty disgusting. See, I looked at myself in the mirror. I had just sauce all over my face.
You need nights like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And Elizabeth was gone. So
she wasn't there to see this. No.
Yeah.
No. It was just, I came home.
That's glorious.
It's actually incredible that you went on your own on a night off, that you drove to Omaha, to La Vista to go see
a 90s band at all.
On a Thursday when he knows he's got a big show.
It's a big show today.
Big show.
Yeah. I was not going to miss the show. I got here at 5:30 like usual.
He's very determined on these things. The problem with this review, though, Jake, is you always say, come on, Sip, let's go. And I'm like, nah, this is the reason I don't. I mean, I'd be tired, and I'd see a bad concert, and I'd be out $30.
I mean, I'm fine.
And then I'd be bitter. I mean, Jake's still bitter, but he's okay. I'd be losing my mind.
I'd be losing my mind.
I'd want to talk to the Wallflowers. I'd want to actually have a conversation.
Can I talk to Mr. Dillon, please?
Yes.
I'd like to have a conversation with Mr. Dillon.
I'd want to talk to him.
After this.
Talk about a palms up. Remember walking into the backstage, just, what was that?
All I got for is this.
What are we doing?
That's it?
That's it? That's what we got?
It's disappointing. I wonder, though, if anybody was there, 464-5685, that would say, no, you're wrong on your review. It was a well-executed concert that I will remember forever.
There's no way that anybody would say that about that.
People were on their phones. I haven't been to a concert forever. Maybe 2 years ago when Eric Church was here, I went and saw him. And I'm a huge Eric Church
fan.
Not
on your phone for that concert.
There's never a chance that my phone was even out of my phone. Whatever. No. Never even like, hang on, in between these songs, I was going to say there's something going on.
I suspect that you're saying there's people scrolling.
I looked. I got to the point I was walking around because I was bored.
Ooh. This is a rough
I was on
review.
My phone. Yeah. I walked around saying, you can't play 8 straight songs that nobody in their right mind has ever heard of.
This is a rough review.
Yes. But thank you, Jake, for going.
I did go.
And thanks for the review. Thanks for your honesty.
I didn't want to sit here and spew
lies. We got to talk about something more pleasant.
I didn't want to spew lies about, it was great.
No, I appreciate
I'm glad
that.
They played the song they ended with. I was happy about that, but I was pissed it took 2.5 hours to get there from start to finish.
Well, they played for...
No, because 8 o'clock was the opener, and then they went out 9:30. So I went for 2 songs basically, which is my fault.
Yeah,
3 songs.
It's not a band. I mean, at the most, what do they have you want to hear?
They've got four tops.
That's a pretty big span. You got to fill some, get some filler in there.
Mm-hmm. Or they could have just had a short concert, played the hits, got out of there. Mm-hmm. I'd been fine with that, being there for an hour.
I mean, the
hour
Monkees
and a half.
Have at least 6 songs.
They would have played them all early.
I checked them yesterday. They did. They got six. They do 6. Yeah.
And their best song is the one about themselves.
Last train to Clarksville.
So there's your update on the concert.
Good job.
But I would say in terms of the venue and the location, that place is going to pop.
Is it?
Yes.
The Astro.
I'm not sure I've ever been to La Vista before yesterday.
I don't think I have.
I don't
know. You know, it's Omaha.
Oh, I have.
I don't recall going to La Vista.
Right. Downtown. I've never been downtown.
Right.
Did you see a Dairy Queen or any sort of a dairy twist or a dairy treat, anything
didn't
like
see
that?
There's McDonald's right by the arena, though. Which,
this was
which,
downtown La Vista.
I don't think downtown. It's a new district of La Vista, and
okay.
They have like that four probably cool new bars there. Like pretty with restaurants, bars. Looked like a cool place. There's a draft house there, right by the arena. So I think it's gonna have
craft
success.
Beers.
Craft beer. I did not go into the craft beer place, but yes. Draft house.
I love people
craft
say
beers.
That.
Just give me a Bud.
Exactly.
Bud heavy, please.
Craft beer.
That's my idol chit chat. Anything? Any of you guys?
Ah, no.
Not for that. I can't. No.
I think we got to get into this. There's a lot going on.
Should we do a quick roll?
Are we doing roll call?
Yeah, do roll call.
Roll call.
But we do got to address some things.
We do.
There's a death.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a celebration after the roll call.
Right.
Both death and celebration.
Yes.
So
that's life. That's what life is.
So,
celebration and death.
Let's do a quick roll call. 402-464-5685. Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and anything else you want, Bill, today.
Wonder if I should do, if people are okay, just text me out that, if I do a recruiting story for Bill's Thrills. Let me know if that's okay.
Resounding yes.
Yeah. I want to hear somebody say no.
No recruiting story.
I have another option. I have other options. So I want to know if I want to go with something different. I have other options.
Okay.
No.
No.
Who says no to that? Okay, we got Jacob in Lincoln says he's on East Campus, by the way, right now.
Oh, East
Listing
Campus.
On campus.
You buy Valentino.
Side of the Challenger Tournament? No.
No, that's it.
That's over here. God, what
am
I thinking?
Those courts are gone at East Campus.
Yeah,
they got torn down for like housing or something.
I have a mental block. When they were talking about the Challenger Tournament, I kept thinking East Campus, but it's not. It's over by the Hibner Complex,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Right by the Tack Room.
By Cornhusker Highway. Yes, you
by
got
the Tack Room.
William, age 43 in Phoenix, Arizona, says yes. Derek Bush, any relation to you, Bill?
Is it B-U-S-C-H?
Yeah, if it's spelled properly, B-U-S-C-H-F from Waverly, age 34, on his way to Homer to play Landman Golf Course right now. Wonderful
nice.
Course.
Homer, you're probably going to drive through Pender.
Oh,
yeah.
Could. Seriously?
You could.
That's up that way?
One route, right up that way.
One route would go that way to Homer.
Stop in there. Stop at the bowling. Call. Stop at the bowling alley and ask for Marilyn Kubik. She'll be serving lunch.
Did you, quick question for Bill before you revisit the roll call. Judge Samuel, do you recognize the name?
Judge Samuel, have I been in front of him?
Pender, I forget it. We'll go. No. Keep going. Yeah, all right.
Okay, we got Connor in Lincoln. He says, yeah, let's hear your best recruiting story, Bill. This, not just yes,
I don't know.
But
this is off the beaten path one.
Okay.
Officer McLeod in Columbus is here with us. Officer
good.
McLeod.
Good.
David Officer. From RenewYourAuto.com. He might drive by at some point, wave to us as
He'll
usual.
Wave. Nice truck.
Paul in Dodge City says, yes, he's age 25. Let's get that story. Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida is here, and he says yes to the recruiting story.
And he knows.
No knows yet. Aaron's on his way to Seward for work. Ryan in Delaware. Nell's in Big Fork, Montana. Tim in Phoenix. Two Phoenix listeners this morning.
Hold it. Why would people from Phoenix, two of them in Phoenix, be listening to this show? What would be the tie? How would we bring that together?
Clue,
what would
Bill.
That be?
No earthly clue.
I wonder if they have a tie.
Odd.
That's odd.
Just random.
Very strange.
Where are they at? Can we find out how far apart they are? Can we get them to meet up?
It's a big city. How close are you guys together? Brian in Weeping Water, age 33. Yes, in the story. Brad from the Baldwin Shop is off today, but listening on his days off.
Can I add something quick?
Brad is off.
Yeah. I talked to the guys yesterday. From
Chris
the Baldwin
and Brad?
Shop. Yeah, I'm stopped at this. I see him, and I'm going to wave to him. They're busy. They're putting down road stuff and toilet paper.
Yeah.
And so I stop, and all of a sudden, they see me in the car. So they come up and
Holy
wave. And so
crap.
I rolled the window down. We knuckle bumped. So it was great.
Was it right out here?
It's about 25th and O, somewhere about
okay.
that area.
Yeah, that's where they are.
Right by the hotel. Paper. Kind of by the hotel. Yeah. Kind of by the hotel. That
come on, Jake.
What's 25th and O?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 27th and O, the
that
hotel.
Has the
new
quiche. That has the quiche restaurant.
Yeah, the Guatemalan quiche restaurant.
We have not been yet.
Because you've not been yet.
No.
We're not going because we're early bird people now.
That's true.
Yeah,
we are early bird people.
I'll be able to do both.
Jockstrap is in Imperial working out right now.
Jockstrap.
He's in his basement gym working out this morning at this point. John Fremont with us.
Gym.
Yeah. Mac in Omaha. Wet blanket with us. Kevin in Lincoln. Ryan in California. Dwayne and Connor, age 54 and 13, driving to Council Bluffs for state baseball right now.
State baseball. Get real. I like that. Yeah, so it's going down.
It's going down.
In Council Bluffs?
Yep. Hydrate.
That's right. Driving to Council Bluffs.
Hydrate.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be very hot this weekend.
It's going to be hot.
Bearded Ben in Holton, Kansas, age 59, says yes on the recruiting story, by the way.
Oh, that's kind of him.
Chad in Kyle, Texas, yes. Sim in Thailand with us.
Thailand.
Hello. He says right now on YouTube that he is fighting the Friday traffic, ready for Friday night in Thailand.
What? So he's fighting traffic?
It's like 5, 6 o'clock there.
Okay.
PM.
They're
a day
ahead. That
of
always
us.
Messes with me when someone's like 2 days ahead. It's like, hey, what's going on there? Well, it's Tuesday here.
That will throw you for a loop. That will throw you for a loop. He's in Thailand and it's 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock there. PM.
Probably 5 or 6 p.m. Yeah,
I'll be damned.
Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to the show?
Why would he be listening from Chattanooga?
Odd. All right.
William, by the way, is at South Mountain, Phoenix. He responded with more details there.
South Mountain. Bill, you know where that is.
Well, I've been to South Mountain, yeah.
Do
you know Cleve Dansby? Played for me at Northern Arizona. He's from South Mountain area.
Cleve Dansby.
Yes.
Hey, we didn't acknowledge. Oh, keep going.
And Laverne in Hawaii, by the way.
Laverne.
Yeah,
so 808.
We got people in Thailand and Hawaii listening to us. All parts of the
world. Anyone from Panama.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally.
But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The canal.
Yeah, Doug was here. Sorry, I mean, Doug and Beth were here from Panama.
Okay.
I think that's Panama, Nebraska.
No, Panama, the country.
You're kidding me. Yeah.
They've responded many times to roll call.
Jake's in that posture that's freaks.
Because the microphone. He's side-eyeing you, too. I'm
in the posture because, mic situation here.
You have to get this resolved.
How do we fix this?
I got a crooked neck going on.
I know.
Right now.
I'm worried about you.
Applied Connect, come in.
Constant chiropractor right now. Every day.
Yeah.
At this point.
You're going to miss time.
No, not missing time. I'll just be in a brace. I'll be in a neck brace.
Yeah, you'll be in a brace.
That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah and the team just south of 48th and Holders for the best Friday night entertainment. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, EJ's Bar and Lounge, hamburgers, wings. It's a great night.
Spirit Animal.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Speaking of spirit animals, we didn't acknowledge Ben's presence.
Young Ben is here today.
Young Ben is here. His hours are... Can you be here for all day, Ben? For the whole show.
He's
nice. Okay.
That's great.
We have to ask. And will you be going on vacation this week, Ben, next week? No. Okay. There's a
Ben,
history.
You'll be with us?
There's a history, so we have to ask now. Because we wouldn't ask that, Ben, if you wouldn't after week one taking 10 days.
You can't just take off without telling us. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he thought, that was a wow.
It's fine.
Do we start with the high note or the sad note to begin?
I think you start sad, don't you?
The news yesterday in the world of sports that affects Nebraska fans and NFL fans over the world, Monty Kiffin passed away at age 84 yesterday from Lexington, Nebraska. Obviously,
from Lexington, yep.
Former Nebraska DC, obviously was with the Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl in 2003.
Tampa 2.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. Yeah. Kind of a big deal, one of the best.
Basically, he co-invented it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he even co-did it, but he was a big part of it.
I read that he co-invented it. I didn't know who
helped. The one thing he was also a big inventor of, and anytime you say inventor, that's hard to say because it's like there's certain things in the throw game things that have been thrown around and changed, and what Leach did and these guys did like that. Don't think Don Coryell wasn't doing some stuff in the 60s.
Right.
I mean, there's always things go.
Air Coryell.
There's some things that go backwards. So it's hard to always say that he was the originator of well, I mean, not he, but when people are the only originator, but zone.
Got it.
The zone blitz was so big that myself and Tony Samuel flew down to Tampa and spent 2 days with Monty Kiffin.
Wow.
Learning some of the zone blitzes. One of them was called Bark.
Bark.
Bark. That was a strong side four-man zone blitz. And then we went through all the adjustments that could come out of it. And so it was pretty interesting, pretty intriguing.
That is. I mean, just know that he started his career at Nebraska, and then he went on to an incredible career. And he did win two national titles as a defensive coordinator here. And then parlayed it into an incredible pro career, including a Super Bowl ring with Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after, I think that was the 2002 season, right?
Yeah,
Jake knows
They beat the Raiders.
They had four interceptions.
John Gruden beat Bill Callahan in the Super Bowl.
I think they had four interceptions in that game.
I think you're right. Dexter Jackson had a couple picks, I want to say.
Dexter Jackson.
He was like a surprise MVP of that game.
So, yeah. I mean, Kiffin, huge name in this state.
We were playing Colorado State. His son coached for Colorado State, and I was at Utah.
Which son?
I think it was Chris. I believe it was Chris.
Okay.
It wasn't Lane, obviously.
Chris is probably it.
But we're playing before the game, and so Monty yells at me across the field, and so I went over and talked to him. He was there visiting. He must have had a bye week or something at that time. So it must have been a bye week. So he was there. So I know that. I also know that through the grapevine of people, because he was a big close friend, obviously, with Coach Lubick, the head coach.
Yes.
So anyway, so I go there right away. I said, Monty, I said, everyone knows you're in the press box and you're helping call this game. That's illegal. You know that. And he kind of just chuckled at me like, yeah. I go, you know, you can't do that, right? That's illegal. You can't have ads. Oh, yeah, I know, Bill.
So he was probably pretty funny, right? I never met him.
Yeah, he had a great sense of humor. Yeah. I'd just say I know him really well. The person that would have known him really, George knew him pretty Darlington, obviously Tom. Knew him really well, but incredible career. was working up until, you know, this last whatever few months, you know, at Ole Miss.
In his 80s.
Yes, is like a personnel person overseeing. I'm sure he's overseeing everything. I'm sure
lived in Oxford.
From afar, just overseeing everything with Lane.
He died in Oxford. He was interesting. Now, this is straight from the Lincoln Journal Star. Bill would understand this more than me and you. His preferred basic assignment football on the line came to be known as one gap scheme. Me and Jake have only a sort of a general idea what that means. It says size didn't matter as much as quickness and players being where they're supposed to be. Interestingly, he encouraged his defenders to play racquetball to improve their quickness. And if you didn't play racquetball, he wasn't happy.
I didn't know the racquetball story. That's new to me.
He thought just quickness.
Yeah.
Quickness. He didn't emphasize size as much as quickness. So it's interesting. That's interesting. He also did this thing called the Nebraska jig. He did a little jig for his pro teams on Friday nights to kind of loosen them up. And nobody can really describe the dance, but they just say it was really funny. So he
had to try to describe it.
I just wondered that with Lane's funny and kind of off.
Yeah.
Kind of quirky, right? Funny. I just wonder if that's how his dad was too. Cause Lane's quirky funny. He's interesting. Lane's very interesting. Like he's one of those guys that like Leech, even when he's not trying to be funny, he's kind of funny, you know?
I'm sure, like I said, I know he had a great personality. I do know that. But from Lexington, Nebraska.
Yep.
Lex.
Kind of a career.
R.I.P. Monty Kiffin, age 84. On a positive note here, good a job, happy Jake. Note, we were teased about this. We were clued in about a week ago from our very own Terrell Farley. But Terrell Farley, ticket zone, Terrell Farley is a Nebraska Hall of Famer now.
Hall of Fame.
That's right. The Hall of Fame for Terrell Farley.
Which Hall of Fame?
Nebraska Hall of Fame.
Nebraska Hall of Fame.
That's incredible. Have someone that we work with, who we see every Monday morning. He comes in and calls Jake Snorenson.
Every day.
Hey, Jake Snorenson.
every day.
So you see him. So we only see him on Monday mornings. Right. You see him when he comes in.
I was sitting back there in my office, and about 9:15, I say, hey, look, it's Snorenson back here. Oh, hey, Farley.
So Farley's last year at Nebraska was 96. You know what dudes do? Bill will agree with this. They block kicks. Oh, dudes block kicks.
Absolutely.
I mean, they do. That's when you think of dudes, when you think of block kicks, you think, oh my God, okay, that's a dude.
Not everyone can block kicks. Not it's like, oh yeah, these he can do it too. No, some guys can't. This haven't. Farley. They have a knack for it.
Farley blocked three. You block three. Yeah. Block two in 95 and one in 96. His big year was 95. And the thing that Farley, he never, you know, I guess he wouldn't talk about it. And I forgot until I was looking stuff up. But he had eight tackles in that national title game against Florida. And he sacked Warfel twice. That's a dude.
Two sacks.
Yeah.
Okay, in the national title game, he led the team in tackles and had two sacks. Dude. I mean, he got him twice. And
that was a great, great experience. I mean, a great attest to great recruiting. And seeing someone, because Farley was not a big linebacker.
6'1", 205.
Like I said, they talked about him playing corner in the NFL.
6'1", 205,
Bill. So easy. And so, like I said, I had a player like this, Maurice Alexander from Arizona Western, that went to, it was a third-round draft pick. Same thing. You know, he played middle linebacker, and he weighed 190. And everybody's like, oh, he can't. But they're like, well, he's the best player in the whole league. There's no one even close. Well, that's what Farley was. Farley was the best player on the field every time. But then people sometimes it might even push back, like, well, I don't know. He's 200. He's 205.
205, yeah.
But small. He could play so fast. And then Nebraska saw his skill set. And so it's a great job of – because it'd be easiest to say, I don't know. I don't know if he's big enough. And then instead, it's like this. Turn the film on.
Exactly.
Turn the film on. Watch the film.
Farley. Like, when I think of the – like over the years, dudes that I would pay to see. That's the separator for me. I'll pay to see.
He's a must see.
Yeah. I would pay to see Farley play. Pay to see Amon play.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Amon was the kind of guy that'd get you jacked up. Farley was that guy on defense. Yes. And back then, now they had a lot of them. It's waning in that regard. Yes. Where guys that I would gladly pay a lot of money to watch. Farley, Jake, was exciting to watch. I mean, DeMario Williams was like that. But
yeah, he was.
Farley was a notch above DeMario. I mean, DeMario was bigger.
But Levante David.
Yeah. Pay to see him.
Yep.
You had to tell him, whoa, not go. That's the key. You had to tell him, hey, you got to slow down on this to do this. You have to slow him down. That's a special, special person.
Yeah, Farley. So just by way of just to get it on the record.
Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. And he had 62 tackles on the 95 team, the 95 national title team. 27 solo stops, 2 interceptions, 2 blocked punts. He picked off 3 passes and had 92 yards in interception returns. I mean, Jake, think about it.
He was a freak.
And we get to see him every day.
We do. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
We talk to him every day. But our conversations never really... Usually the league conversation is, what is he cooking? We usually want to know what he has going on.
Making
the smoker.
Some Rasta pasta,
yeah,
making
talk
some
about
wings.
That and we get that.
Well, I mean, people in Lincoln know, or that listen to the Ticket, he's funny. So.
He is funny. Really funny.
Yeah. He is funny.
He's really funny. We have a lot of good laughs with him.
He's got a super good sense of humor.
He told me this story one time. So there's a thing in football called BTF, which is... blitz the formation. So you call a blitz.
I love this stuff.
And you call a blitz.
BTF.
So it's like, so you ran the blitz you're going to call is going to be this, this, or this, based on how they lined up in what formation. So it was like, a lot of times it's based on where the tight ends at, different things. So you just call it BTF. And it's blitz the formation. Here's the blitz. So if they line up like this, we run this. Everyone's checking it. Boom, boom, boom. Farley said in junior college, it was BTF, blitz Terrell Farley. That was awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That boy, Farley.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's Farley.
Every time I see him, I always think BTF.
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 Ah. Farley.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, yeah. My God. He was good. Hey, read the other guys that are going in. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I didn't have that.
I don't have it.
Hold on. I was giving our boy a shout out there.
We can do that later, or we can.
T-Bird's going in.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. Here, hold on. I got it, Jake.
Awkward. Tyrone Bird from Arizona is going in.
Awkward radio, but we can do this.
I was lucky to have a chance to coach him.
Tyrone Bird, yeah.
I was a graduate assistant.
Okay, here we are. Here we go. Kevin Leitner, Bill, you know him. I know him.
What an offensive lineman he was. He was with Frank at Ohio U, and then he ended up going to Vanderbilt. Now he's overseas coaching right now.
I think Japan.
I think it's
Japan.
I think you're right. But I'm not sure on that.
COVID almost got him.
Oh, he was on.
Really?
I was. Yep. I remember messaging to him on Messenger.
Yep.
And I'm just like, hang it. Because I'm hearing that everybody's telling me, hey, Leitner's not good.
Well, it was rough.
It was rough. Like, he was not going
to
make it.
No, I talked to him during that period. I did a column during the COVID period. It about got him. Yes. He survived it. And I got to know him. He's a great dude. And he was a big, strong. And he became like a weight coach, I think, didn't he? Strength coach?
I believe so. I mean, he had unbelievable. For a long time, he held a lot of records.
He might not have became a strength coach, but he did hold a lot of records.
Yes.
Okay, you're right. Safety, Tyrone Bird, Farley, Chris Kelsey. Chris Kelsey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
From Auburn, right? Auburn, Nebraska?
One of the more intimidating players I covered. Intimidating. Right. I didn't – when I interviewed him, he was intimidating. Mm-hmm. Not many players were like that. He was like that.
Absolutely.
He was intimidating.
He actually had a pretty good career at the Buffalo Bills, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did.
I think 7-8 years at the Bills. Very good.
You guys both know – Bill knows Jared Crick. He's going in. I know Crick. Crick was a daddy.
Had a great time hanging out with him on a golf event just a few months ago.
And then Rex Burkhead.
It's a good class right there.
10-year – I mean, you want another sign of a dude? How about playing 10 years in the NFL?
NFL, 10 years at running back. There's a big difference.
Right.
Big difference.
10-year running back career in the NFL. And he ran for 3,000 yards plus at Nebraska. And he was he was just a special player.
That's a good class right there. It's a very good class of Hall of Famers.
It is, Jake.
And I'm happy that Farley's in it.
I know. It's great for Farley.
Did Bill's call to action, you think, help Farley this year?
I think so. I thought about it.
We had to be known.
Yeah, I made a big guy's upset.
I thought about it.
I said, why is Terrell Farley not in the Hall
of Fame? I don't know if you're asking that seriously. I did think about that yesterday. I wonder if Bill, I don't know, it might have. He belongs in it.
Let's make sure one thing's clear. Us saying, like me or anybody, when I said, why is Terrell Farley not in the Hall of Fame? They're like, oh, yeah, let's put him in. No, he got in on yeah, because he's an unbelievable
player.
Might
help him, though.
His accolades.
Well, yeah, we read his accolades.
Yeah.
I mean, it's he was an incredible player.
Yes.
I mean, incredible to watch. I mean, and you know what? I got to tell you, I take for granted being around those guys sometimes because I was pretty young. You know, I was still in my 20s, and I was kind of a fan. Farley, in fact, played before I started covering him. I started covering him in 96. Now, he did play in 96, but 95 was his big year. So I was just sort of a fan. And he was a dude I'd be like, oh, man. I mean, watch Farley on this play. He was that type of guy.
So congrats to Terrell Farley and the other people in the class, Rex Burkhead and the other ones you mentioned there. But it's great. Great class.
You just spill coffee all over yourself.
That happens sometimes.
It's okay. Sorry. Well,
Jake's rebounding from a bad concert.
Bad concert.
I am. I'm here. Ready.
We have the text if we need to pull them up. We can pull the text if we need to.
We have to get this resolved, this setup.
Yeah. I'm hunched over. I'm going to have a hunchback.
You're
here
jacked
next
up.
Year.
And first of all, when you're like this, it's going to upset my dad. Because my dad likes when you roll
the pin through your fingers.
Can you do it still when you're this separated?
No, I'm thinking about it, though. I wasn't thinking about that. Oh. I got to think about that.
You're going to need a chiropractor.
I know. I'm working on that.
I'm calling HR.
Need HR. By the way, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're probably very hungry for breakfast this morning, right?
Where would you go for
you
breakfast?
You deserve a great breakfast.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Real quick, if you're looking...
probably really hungry.
You deserve a great breakfast.
What kind of hole would you want?
You'd want a hash hole!
Hash hole!
From the early bird. 19th and K. Also, three locations, Omaha, a couple in Iowa, but in Lincoln, 19th and K, not far from the Capitol.
Yeah.
You can get breakfast burritos. You can get anything for breakfast, lunch, and brunch. French toast. Chicken fried steak. How about cinnamon roll pancakes?
God.
And like I mentioned, the hash holes.
In the chicken fried steak is what's the key word? Smothered.
Smothered.
Smothered. That's the word that changes everything when you're looking at the menu and the word says smothered.
Change a lot of things.
That's what it is. They double gravy.
They double gravy.
Yeah, they double. And you don't have to even say, like, you know how you're sitting there with your wife and all of a sudden she kind of looks away for a second. You're like going, double the gravy.
Double the gravy.
You kind of look at her like they kind of whisper. They double the gravy. Or you fake go in the bathroom and you walk by the waitress. Hey, just double the gravy. I forgot to say it when I was there. But now you don't have to.
Because
Jamie makes sure. Yeah.
I forgot to say.
Hey, listen.
You're a dandy.
Hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
You are a dandy.
Hey, my bad on that one. We need to double the gravy. My wife was afraid to tell me.
Table 7.
Table 7.
Six locations also.
Six!
They've got brunch cocktail sip. You can get a mimosa, Bloody Mary, anything else beyond that.
Okay.
Early Bird, the place to go for breakfast.
Maybe a Jack and Coke.
Lunch and brunch. 19th
for breakfast.
And K. Do it. Why not? Aging Gracefully is next in Early Break.
Oh, that's you, Steve.
Yeah.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.